Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hour number two of the program happening right now. Glad to have each and every one of you on board. Getting ready for, it's an NBA type of night tonight. It is an NBA type of night. Look, what are you doing behind me, bro? Don't... Freaking me out.
He's just hanging out.
As my esteemed colleague and co-host, Mr. Blake Elliott, likes to say, you may know him as Dave.
That's the word I couldn't think of this whole weekend.
Esteemed? A colleague.
I've been having different conversations.
Let's go ahead and finish eating whatever you're eating and then swallow, and then you can go ahead and talk into the microphone, okay? We run a tight ship here at 105 Through the Fan. I don't know if you know that, but plus I just have PTSD when it comes to... I used to have a former co-host of mine, I won't mention any names, who used to eat and would literally eat during segments.
Oh, that's tough.
I saw these apples sitting
and
here.
Then would
really
spit into the microphone. And would be talking. Like, he'd be eating. Okay.
You can literally see the chunks of food leaving his mouth when he talked.
To say it was disgusting would be an understatement.
Look, I was excited. Look on the fan cam.
Yeah, you got a Happy Meal today from across the street.
I got a boo bucket.
A boo bucket.
Brother.
I'm happy for you.
I literally get to the drive-thru. I go, I'll take two boo buckets.
Yeah.
Buffalo sauce, please.
I probably did I probably would have checked your license plate at that point.
Why?
Just in case. Just to be on the safe side.
The fact that I ordered
grown-ass man ordering two boo buckets. Yeah, I'm ordering. I'm doing a
let's go ahead and follow this guy.
Can we do a welfare check, please? Where's he coming from? Can we do a welfare check? Somebody follow him, please, for the love of God.
I roll up to the window. There's no kid in the car.
Yeah, exactly. No kids in the car. Two boo buckets.
I said, I'll do the apple juice.
Looking real suspect. There.
It's just duct tape.
Some bailing wire. What's this guy got going on over here?
You can throw extra apple slices in the toy in there.
Think of chloroform sitting there on the floor of the seat. What's going on?
I'll do Apple Pay.
No cash. In fact, I've actually got a gift card that I wanted to use. That's okay. I'm part of the Book It program. I don't know if you guys knew that or not.
Can I do milk?
Chocolate, please. Chocolate. Love me some chocolate. Jason Kidd was on earlier today with
He's
the
chocolate.
KNC.
Right? So that's factually correct.
He's as chocolate as you are.
Yeah, he's mixed.
He's as chocolate as you are. Hey,
when you hear J. Kidd talk,
let's hear him talk. Let's hear him talk.
I'll get my apple slices while he's talking.
Kid number four, might P.J. Washington start because of his defense versus Clay and D'Lo?
Yeah, I think, again, PJ can come off the bench. He can start. He can do a lot. He can check a lot of the boxes of versatility, guarding smalls, guarding bigs. And so we're lucky to have a player like that. And so, yes, he could he could fit that sixth man very easily, or he could, you know, be a starting guard or a starting forward on any given night.
Love to hear it. PJ's going to play. They've got plans for PJ.
They got plans. You know? They signed him to that extension.
Exactly.
PJ is going to get heavy minutes, guys. Whether he starts, closes games, in the middle of the season starts, I'm not really worried about PJ's role. He would be one of the best six man or make the starting lineup even better. I think PJ is going to play a pivotal role. Would you say he's your third best player? Let's assume Kyrie's healthy. Just overall. Or do you have Cooper or Clay or Lively?
I'm going to give, just for the sake of argument, I'm going to give him the fourth spot.
Who's three?
Cooper Flagg.
Okay. I'm not really here to argue. I think we're going to have to wait and see. I just want to see where your mind was at.
I think this is the first time where... Because I tell you what, they didn't... And it's hard to juxtapose this season going into it versus last year, right? Because obviously we didn't, you know, you would sign Clay, you would sign Najee, and you would sign Quentin Grimes. And of course, obviously all we talked about going into last season was, all right, hey, just win 50 games and make sure you're healthy. Because come playoff time, that Luka does his thing. This team's going to be pretty good. Is Lively going to take that jump? And, hey, we're off and running towards an NBA championship, which it seemed like, you know, there was a handful of folks that thought it was, you know, preposterous to suggest that the Mavs could get back to the Western Conference Finals. But I felt like PJ wasn't really a name that was being bandied about as to what you wanted out of him last year as much as you do this year. Now, obviously, you've got a lot of different, you know, it's a different team. It's different needs and skill sets. But, you know, again, this is his first, like you said, the extension's been done, had a very up and down year last year because of injury. We talked to him. It seems like he's in a pretty good place mentally, right? I mean, yeah. Hey, $90 million will do that to you.
All right. Happy-go-lucky.
And more importantly, physically. Right? Like this should be the best season of PJ Washington's career coming up.
A lot of pressure, just filling the gaps, man.
Well, I mean, I think there's pressure, but there's pressure in, like, we believe in you. And yeah. Oh, by the way, this isn't the Charlotte Hornets that are terrible. Like, we expect you to be a viable part of this team to make a and look, we asked him, you know, what was it? What's the goal this year? Championship or bust.
And he said 40% from three.
And he 40% from three. So this is a guy who, you know, the team believes in him. He's healthy for a change, and he's going into, like I said, what I think should be the best season of his career. You with me on that? Okay.
I am with you, Frederick. All right,
let's talk about, this is Jason Kidd talking about what are the plans. We mentioned Cooper Flagg. What are kind of their feelings on Cooper Flagg running the offense, defense, and just kind of what the plans are for him in the early part of the NBA season?
Yeah, I think, you know, we as the Mavs are looking for anyone to bring the ball up, right? And so we have that three. When you look at PJ, Cooper, Clay, AD, Maxey, you know, Ryan or B. Will, we got guys who can bring the ball. And when you have multiple ball handlers on the floor, I think it just makes the game easier, you know, as the game goes on.
No, it absolutely does. And then last but certainly not least, let's go with kid number seven on what kind of pace this offense is going to have in 2025.
Well, I wish we could score 140 every night. I think this, you know, I think when you look at the league, you know, there's a lot of competition on the defensive end. And then on the offensive end, there's a lot of teams that are shooting close to 53s a night. And so we have to find that balance. There's going to be nights where we're going to have to dominate the free throw line and the paint. And then there's going to be nights when we do make the three. So I think being able to be consistent with the makeup of our team and our identity as we go forward here, I could probably answer that question a little bit better. But I would take 140 points, though, for sure.
Do you like the idea of where other teams zig, we zag? Everybody's building three-point lineups, spreading the ball. Your center can shoot. Everyone can shoot, and we're all out. Now, I know the Rockets are kind of doing a little bit different as well with the bigs and Steven Adams and whatnot.
Ben Thompson right now looks like a man among boys.
But just in general, the school of thought right now is get as many three-point shots as you can. The Warriors, the Thunder, the Celtics have all kind of emulated that. Do you like the idea of kind of the Mavs thinking, hey, we're going to play a little bit differently. We're going to play defensive-minded ball. We're going to score in the paint. We're going to hit free throws. And we're not going to probably shoot that many threes. I'm sure they would like to, but just – how their team is set up. They're not going to be launching 50-63s a game. I mean,
that's kind of what playoff basketball is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
When you
think about it. I mean, that Celtics championship was a lot of the math problem. But I mean, you not being able to hit threes and them just bombing threes. But yes, the game slows down. It's less threes. It's more physical.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, and that team was shooting. I mean,
nobody could.
They made it clear that they were going to shoot 60-73s a game, right? Like they and you know, again, the proverbial you win by the three, you die by the three, and that year they won by the three. But you know, they decided that look, we're going to play defense, and you know, are there going to be games where nobody can hit the broadside of a barn, and you're going to be saying to yourself like, this is what's going to kill this team, and you know, are we in the next 4 to 5 months? Could we be having a conversation where you're moving Daniel Gafford for a 3-and-D guy? Very possibly, right? I mean, you're going to need – because right now, who's your go-to three-point shooter on this basketball
team? Klay Thompson.
You know? Klay is, right? But even Klay, we're kind of like at this stage of his career. You know, I mean, how much time is he actually going to – how much playing time is he actually going to get?
Yeah.
Outside of Klay Thompson, though, I mean, who's your other kind of – guy that you feel comfortable with knocking down threes? Like, you know, Quentin
consistently.
Grimes. Yeah. Like, you at least you had Quentin the year before, right? Yeah. Like, you knew that was a guy that could put the ball in the bucket.
Probably Max Christie.
Yeah. And how, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. So you got Klay Thompson.
You got a lot of guys on the maybe medium, like Cooper Flagg, PJ, D'Lo. Those are all guys that are like 35% three-point shooters.
Good three-point shooters.
Above
but
average. But they're not like
to your point, they're not Klay, right? Yeah. Like Klay's a die-in-the-wool three-point shooter, right? I mean, and you don't really have anybody else you know, on your roster that can do that. And again, the problem that you're going to have with Klay Thompson is he can't guard anybody anymore at this stage of his career, right? So how much time do you run him out there?
That's the thing, bro. It's all biscuits and gravy, hitting threes. But if you can't play defense...
Well, and that's the problem with Klay Thompson, right? Like, is that you've got a bunch of guys that can't play defense. I mean, Max Christie can play great. He's probably your best perimeter defender.
Yeah, I would say so.
But like you said, though, I mean, he's just an average to good to okay three-point shooter.
You need to be able to emulate what Klay can do, maybe 1 or 2 percentage points less, which is kind of what he did. I think it was a 2.5.
I think he was a 39% three-point shooter last year.
I think that was Klay, and yeah. I think Chrissy was like a 36.5.
36, 37, somewhere in there.
So,
but you know, and really fell off a cliff, though, at the end of the season.
If Max can shoot 37, 38% from three,
well, you're feeling good.
Then Klay Thompson becomes very, why do we have you out here?
Well, Klay's just at that point, you just put him in there when you just need a big bucket. You know, if on nights when you know you need to come back and you're down 9-10 and you need some threes, okay, that's when Klay's going to come in there and do his thing. But outside of that,
that's why it's going to be super interesting just to watch the fundamentals and kind of how this is a Jason Kidd season.
Oh yeah.
How does he maneuver? How does he massage egos? Who plays, who doesn't, who's getting minutes? And I think it's going to change like month after month. Like, I do not think what happens in October is what the team's going to look like in February. Obviously, once you get guys healthy, like a guy like Kyrie, but even Kyrie aside, I just think this team's going to look different. We're going to have to wait and see if it's positive or negative, but enough of me and Fred yapping. Let's go to another well-known yapper, Stephen A., who's kind of had a little bit of a weird kind of turn of kind of trying to be serious. So this is him on a different podcast.
You know, he's going to do politics.
Yeah. This is him doing a podcast. I don't believe this is him on First Take. Just kind of loving up on the Mavs and saying people are sleeping on the Dallas Mavericks this year.
If Kyrie Irving comes back healthy and Anthony Davis is healthy, I think Dallas should be the favorite to win it all.
Really?
Ooh, that's a good pick. That's a good pick, though.
Let me tell you why I feel this way. Oklahoma is the reigning defending champions. They pretty much had their way with most teams this year before the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Before it was pushed to 7 games. Not Dallas. The year before, they took Oklahoma City out. Kyrie and those boys is that kryptonite.
Kyrie's a different breed, too.
He's a different breed. Cooper Flagg can play. He's just a rookie, but he can play.
It ain't going to take long for Cooper Flagg, man.
And then not only that, you got Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis, who doesn't have to play the five. I got news for you. Lively, Gafford, and these brothers can play. And
really
then you
team.
Got P.J. Washington, who can play. Jason Kidd can coach.
Yeah.
I believe that the Dallas Mavericks, if healthy, will win the chip.
You think they can go from trading Luka
getting the number one pick.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
It's a sexy dark horse. I give you that for sure. But I think the West is.
The Lakers have a chance. I'm not ruling out Houston because Ime Udoka could coach his ass off, and KD is KD, and what they really needed was a number one option, and they got it in KD, who's the truth. Still, all of that's true. But I just believe the Dallas Mavericks.
Pretty tough.
With Kyrie Irving, not just Kyrie, all those other guys. Mm-hmm. But you got to remember, they got size at every position but with Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Size don't matter with Kyrie. Matter.
Offensively. Defensively, it would. Defensively, it would. Mm. But offensively, you ain't stopping Kyrie. He's just spectacular.
Am I going to agree with the Stephen A. clip?
I mean, Stephen A., when he's not screaming on First Take, I mean,
he sounded smarter than his co-host. They're like, dark horse, look at you. The Mavs have a chance to win. That's cute. And I'm like, the Mavs might not have the sexiest regular season record, injuries, figuring out the team. But to consider them like a dark horse to compete for the championship.
But you know what? That's not, if you look at Vegas and the way other people are talking about them.
That's what I'm saying. I just don't get it. Like, yeah, should the Thunder be the favorite? And should maybe the Rockets have the second best odds in the West? But like, them and the Nuggets, I don't know why there's that much of a difference. The Nuggets did not play well in the postseason last year and made like one or two ancillary moves in the offseason. The Timberwolves have not been able to get over the hump with Anthony Edwards. And I trust, if they match up tomorrow, I trust Kyrie Irving, obviously barring health, to take care of that.
Here's where you're looking at it, but you got to remember, you're in it day to day with the Mavericks, all right? The overwhelming majority of people think, oh, well, now that Luka's gone, this team's terrible, right? Like, this team is going to, you know. They're thinking what you saw at the end of last year embodies what this team is now, all right?
Losing in the play-in,
all right? I mean, look, Anthony Davis, for the love of God, and that's why I asked Grant Assett at the end of our interview with him, like, how does he look? Like, AD already has a segment of NBA Nation that will never respect him for whatever reason because he's hurt all the time, okay?
Nothing could change that.
Now, unless he goes out and wins a title with the Mavericks.
And is a dominant force.
Well, he's got to be. Yeah. I mean, you're not winning. Look, say what you want about Anthony Davis. This is the proverbial if, but if he's healthy, Anthony Davis is a top 10 talent in the NBA. Like, he's a hard guy to stop when he's healthy. The problem is that, you know, he's been playing second fiddle to LeBron, which, oh, by the way, nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, look, in the prime of AD, you had a pretty damn good LeBron as well, and those two played off each other really well, and you just weren't going to get the love because you're AD playing second fiddle to LeBron.
Don't forget Dwight Howard on that team.
You know, you had Dwight Howard on that team, right? And so, you know, but then they win the title. They win the Disney World Cup, right? And it's been kind of like poo-pooed ever since.
And
like,
Danny Green. Don't forget about Danny Green.
You had your doppelganger was on that team as well, right? So, I mean, you had a loaded team that year. And we just, for whatever reason, you know, because AD just kind of goes about his business like,
he's getting eye surgery. He's wearing goggles.
You know, he's on the sideline. He's shoot, you know, he's yucking it up. Like, this is the first time, maybe since New Orleans, where it's like, all right, man. Like,
he's kind of a side character. Like, the NBA, when they put out their posters on social media for, like, the NBA is back, and they have all the little characters on the screen.
He's one of the guys in the back.
He wasn't even on the NBA one. But if he were on some of them, like, he's in the back.
He's in the back.
They're showing Anthony Edwards. They're showing SGA.
They're showing everybody.
They're showing Tatum being hurt.
That's it, right? He's the guy that you see, you know, on the trainers getting carried off the court. So, my point in all that is that with Anthony Davis, like, look, I get it. It's easy to, in a vacuum, understand you got hosed on the trade, all right?
You know, fun fact, during the bubble, he was better than LeBron. AD?
No, they don't win that championship if it's not. I mean, he played the best basketball of his life.
Phenomenal. And that's how you rewrite, because he was always good in New Orleans. But I hope we can get bubble AD, man.
So, and look, the bottom line is if this team is going to be a quote-unquote dark horse, as plenty of people want to call it, all right, but with a healthy AD, with a healthy Kyrie, and the complement of people that Nico's put around him, this is a basketball team that can definitely make a run in the Western Conference Finals. All right, we got a lot to get to. Rest of the program as well. Also, with the start of the NBA, we've got some more audio for you as well. Speaking of LeBron, might him and Russell Westbrook get into an actual fisticuffs at some point this season? I would love to see it. We'll hear more about that here in just a little bit and give you an update on the opening night in the National Basketball Association. Plus, Tola's on the telephone. So much more to get to. This is
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Fan After Dark. It's always fun doing a show with Blake as we spitball ideas during the break. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, Ross Lubinsky in the house on a, you know, it's normally a tank top Tuesday, but no tank tops today.
Can I come up with
for
one?
For either one of us.
What's that? A temperature Tuesday, because the temperature was great.
The temperature was
great.
And
the temperature
today is
up and down with the Dallas Cowboys right now. Depending on who you are.
Yeah, no, it depends on who you ask. And again, the news that kind of dominated the news cycle today was that Trey Wingo, former ESPN personality, came out earlier today and said that the Cowboys and Raiders have interest in trading for Max Crosby. And then more reports came out afterwards saying that that was bull hockey and that was all the Raiders side of things. And then our boy Zach Wolchuk said during G-Bag that there might be some smoke to that fire, and then sent us a tweet a little while ago from Tom Pelissero saying that the Raiders have talked to Max Crosby. They do not plan on shopping him. They do not want to trade him, and that he came out and said he wants to stay in Las Vegas.
We'll have to wait and see who pulls first, but it looks like there's a little bit of smoke, and where there's smoke, Fred,
there's always fire, at least theoretically. I wouldn't mind them getting Jeffrey Simmons either. In fact, I would actually be more geeked if they went out and got Jeffrey Simmons from the Tennessee Titans.
Well, we will revisit this NFL Talk 9.
Yeah, we got a little NFL stack. A lot of audio and stuff to get to. Our boy Jake Rietman, we'll chat with him at 9:20. Him and our boy Trevor the Creator are out at the Stars game. Do we have a Stars score yet? Anybody?
I can look it up.
Bueller?
877-881-1053. What is the score to the Stars game?
Stars are behind 2-1 in the second period.
Oh, down 2-1. Don't like hearing that. We do not like to hear that.
Yeah, not what you want to see.
You know, they started out 3-2 ever since, and I want to say they've lost two straight since Trevor decided to start wearing cheap cologne.
Yep.
That's
so
tough.
Just want to put that out there.
We might need him on the ice.
My man came out there today with some Aspen on.
469. So. Okay, boys, I got 7,000 steps left to finish my daily goal. I need y'all to bring it and motivate me tonight.
There you
we
go.
Can do
Let's
that.
Let's go.
We can.
Let's go.
Shout out to you, 469. We'll do that.
From Jagon and Terrell, please tell me Ross Labinski wears cologne. Yay or nay?
I mean, it definitely depends on the situation. I would say yes, but when you work in closed spaces, just like I was bagging on him when he walked out of here, you know, when you work in enclosed spaces like we do, whether it's in a broadcast studio or, you know, in like a press box, if you're broadcasting games, you really shouldn't. That was a piece of advice that my old videographer gave me. Shout out to Doug Hastings.
I mean, Doug sounds like a nice guy, but I'm going to vehemently disagree with Doug. Okay. Look good, feel good, smell good.
I mean, I agree. But again, if you're in like a little tiny, like deer post of a press box, it kind of makes putting cologne on insufferable for everyone else. That is.
Well, how much cologne are you putting on? I mean, maybe you need to stop hanging out with people that smell like Axe body spray.
Sorry.
I've never had anybody complain about how your boy smells. Let's get that straight.
Well, you know, what can I say? Pete Davidson just let me down.
I'll tell you what, man.
Okay. Russell Westbrook and LeBron have been tiffing. And now they are done talking about cologne. ESPN came out with a report from Yaron Weitzman.
Yeah, he got a new book out.
And the book is drama. I'm going to read you some of the quotes from the book.
Yeah.
This is blown up over social media. This tweet that I'm about to read has 35 million views.
Good God.
So everyone on the internet has seen it. Here's the quotes. This is Russell Westbrook reportedly grew tired of LeBron James's, in quote, fake behavior during their LA time. Now, when I first saw this, I was like, okay, is this just a gotcha moment? And he says one little thing about like, I wish I got more playing time and we move on the next day.
Right.
This is some serious stuff that I'm about to read. Okay, here's some of the quotes. Stop me if you want to divulge into more one.
Okay.
I hate that fake blank. I just can't do it. LeBron quietly pushed for a reunion with Kyrie Irving, a move that would have required trading Russell Westbrook despite publicly denying it. So that's kind of the first part where Russ is saying LeBron's being fake. He's going out in the public. No, I want to keep Russ. I don't want to do this. But he's the one that was pushing for the Lakers to trade Russ for Kyrie all these seasons ago. Next part. LeBron often said, in quote, let Russ be Russ in interviews, but did not actually support Russell Westbrook behind the scenes. Do you believe that?
I mean, that's what I do with you. Let Blake be Blake.
Oh, my God. What's he saying now?
Is he doing it
again? Can we get rid of Blake or leave it? Anybody? No,
Blake. Oh, yes. Extra credit. Do it, please. More of it. More
LeBron, of it. During a Lakers team event. Okay, now we're getting into specifics. During a Lakers team event where Will Smith came to speak, LeBron and Anthony Davis suddenly walked out before Will Smith arrived. Minutes later, they returned acting overly friendly, LeBron dominating the talk, asking questions and quoting movie lines with Will Smith there and the media. Good thoughts on LeBron being...
I mean, I don't know. Like, are we learning anything new about any of this?
Let's read the next one. Russell Westbrook watched in disbelief, told a teammate after, I hate that fake blank. LeBron always does this. I just can't do it. And then here's the last one right here. Russell Westbrook saw multiple examples of LeBron misrepresenting himself, like claiming The Godfather was his favorite movie, but not knowing a single line to the movie, carrying the autobiography of Malcolm X to interviews without being able to discuss it ever, and even saying he predicted Kobe's 81-point game. These moments made Russ view LeBron as inauthentic. When I read that, most of that stuff we knew about, but the part that does stick to me is me and you saying that, someone in the media saying that is what happens. A teammate, especially of Russell Westbrook's caliber, kind of calling him out straight up is obviously a rift in their friendship. And second part, it just kind of shows you, I doubt Russ is the only one that thinks like this. And I think it goes deeper than just the memes of him having the books and the movie quotes. Like, I don't know if Russell was alone in thinking that LeBron's kind of fake when he is on camera to who he actually is as a person. Russ obviously being on the team and probably being somewhat friendly with LeBron, kind of sharing the real truth about LeBron. So do I think it affects LeBron as a basketball player now? Do I think it affects LeBron maybe outside the court, brand deals, how people interact, all that stuff?
Probably not. Sure.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think Russell Westbrook has any kind of... I mean, this has got 35 million views. I feel like if it doesn't, it gets...
Yeah, because...
Why do you think it has 35 million views? And I'll ask you.
Because A, it's Russell Westbrook. It's LeBron James. It's the Lakers. And we love drama. I mean, we learned absolutely not... Like, when I read that clip, because you sent it to me yesterday, I learned nothing new from any of that.
You already knew LeBron was fake.
We've been hearing about LeBron being fraudulent and phony for a decade.
But I think the part that brings a little bit of credence is this is an actual NBA teammate coming out versus just Brian Windhorst said this, or I believe this, or I've heard. This is like account.
But this is the guy, he's saying that Westbrook told him all this.
That's what it's saying in this, man. Yeah.
That this Weinhertz, or whatever the hell this guy's name is.
Weitzman.
He had conversations with... This isn't secondhand information. This is Russell Westbrook telling him all this.
I guess so.
And I would like to know more. I'd like to do a little bit deeper dive on that. I mean, Russell Westbrook. That's
investigative journalism coming out of Fred.
Well, not just that, but it's like, okay, so one of the more mercurial players of our generation, who's on, his fifth team in the last 5 years, in Russell Westbrook, who's known for being a difficult teammate, is bitching about LeBron James about being fake, and we've heard for the last 5 to 10 years that is true. So, I mean, the guy's trying to sell books is what he's doing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I have a hard time. I'm a little skeptical that
Fred skeptical
Russell
Davis.
Westbrook went to this guy to spew about Russell. Because here's the thing. Like, here's what I want to know. What does Russell Westbrook have to gain talking smack on LeBron in this dude's book?
I'm asking all the same questions.
You know what I'm
Fred
saying?
Davis.
Like that's where I have a little bit of the BS meter ain't working for me on this. We know LeBron's petty. We've been knowing that, and we know that Russell Westbrook is a little bit of a head case. He's always been that way. I mean, to me, there's zero new information in any of these little snippets. But you know what? Hey, if homeboy can sell a book doing it, hey, be my guest. You know,
I think it's just we're seeing kind of. I mean, look, I'll show you in the break. I don't know if did you see LeBron James went on a podcast with like Kai Cenat and was kind of being just himself, like cussing up a storm. Talking
was that
about,
from like a week ago? Yeah. And somebody joked and said, if this was 2018, he could take them to the Eastern Conference Finals or something like that.
And it kind of just shows that like LeBron's obviously this is probably his last year. It's coming towards the end, and we're just seeing LeBron just kind of be really who he is. Now, whether you think that's real now or if you think he's been being fake because he's had this PR persona.
Here's
face of the league, holier than thou. I've never messed up. Because, I mean, that is how he carries himself. And I'm a LeBron guy. I'd say he's the greatest basketball player ever. Me and you argue about him and MJ. But I would be lying if I said, come on, LeBron. Definitely a facade a little bit. But you kind of have to be.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, look, you and I, as you alluded to, we've talked about this. Jordan will forever be my GOAT, but when it comes to LeBron, I respect what this guy has done for 20+. We've never seen anything
I'm talking strictly off the court.
But I mean, here's the thing. Who cares?
I mean, I do.
But that's what I'm saying. What's he done off the court? Look.
No, nothing. That's
my
point.
Okay, so what? He's an a-hole to certain people? Sure. Mm-hmm. Guess what? His kids are both in college, all right? He's done a pretty good job as a dad. I don't know what he's like as a husband, so I can't relate. I can't speak on that. But his kids sure seem to like him. Mm-hmm. All right. He's been great for the NBA. All right. Yeah. Does he do some things off the court that I'm sure that we'll never know about? Yeah, I'm sure.
And
there
I think this is the first step to some of that stuff coming to light. Like yeah, I'm saying, do you think Russ is the only one that thinks?
But none of that even is moving to me. It's so he didn't want to be at a Will Smith thing, came out and was shoo-shooing him up afterwards. Like what? Who cares? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I'm not just sitting on that one quote and going like, oh, LeBron is no longer good because of this quote.
But any of that stuff, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, any of that stuff, I mean, look,
hey, like I said, I'm an MJ guy. Like, we don't have him at gambling all night. We don't have him, you know, out with the huzz.
Like we see Kyrie and we see how he interacts. If I don't know, D'Angelo Russell comes out tomorrow or next year and says like Kyrie's the fakest guy behind the scenes and is so rude to us in the locker room and acts like he cares about the media but really like hates when they're there and says all this kind of stuff. We would be like, man, like I thought Kyrie was this kind of person. I guess he's not. I'm not saying that affects his basketball legacy and affects how well he can play on the court.
I would also say, though, but isn't D'Angelo Russell the same guy that recorded his teammate while he was ratting him out at the same time?
He did. Thompson says it. I don't know. Pick a player for it. Daniel Gafford says it.
Now, if Daniel Gafford said it, then there'd be...
So the messenger's the problem.
Well, you'd be silly if you didn't take the messenger into consideration.
Okay, no, I'm just asking. So yeah. It's more the messenger is the problem. It's because Russell Westbrook said this, not because the LeBron stuff has any credence.
Well, it doesn't. What did he say that made you pause?
Well, just the fact that people are being open and bashing LeBron. We don't see this often. We don't see any player come out and speak ill of LeBron. Name one time where you've seen a current NBA player come out and go, LeBron is this, this, and this, and he's fake.
You've had plenty of former players do it.
Talking about current in the NBA, was his teammate less than like 2 years ago.
I mean, you've always heard it like in just on Twitter, like sources and what have you. And that's where I'm
now we're getting a name to it. We're getting a former teammate. So that's why I'm bringing it a little bit.
But I still want to see like the is it him saying that he talked to Russell Westbrook and Russell, or is this a teammate told he heard this? Is this secondhand Russell Westbrook information? Because that's what it seems like. Because I'm telling you right now, I feel like if it was Russell Westbrook saying it, we'd hear a lot more about it. I mean, have we heard anything from Russell since then? You know what I mean? Like, I guess that's what I'm talking about. Like, Russell Westbrook is a little bit of a head case. And it's, you know what? We're getting into the phase with LeBron where it's just easy to hate on him.
I mean, that's all. That's, you know, not a phase.
That's the thing. And that's been the deal. So, look, unless I hear something purely despicable about LeBron James, I don't care what anybody says about him off
the air. Well, you know, I'm on Team LeBron, so I was just playing devil's advocate.
But he's a billionaire that has been doing whatever the hell he's wanted to do for 25 years. You know what? I'm sure there's probably a handful of people that LeBron have rubbed the wrong way. And you know what? That's their problem. All right, coming up next, Tolo's on the telephone. How about you and I finally agreeing on something when it comes to LeBron James? Okay, see?
That was my whole point.
Full circle moment. Coming up next, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. It's time for Tolo's on the telephone. A, give us your Mavs prediction, and B, a Cowboy thought, or whatever you want. You got 30, 45 seconds.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Count.
Appreciate that, Mr. Ross Lubinsky. It is Fan After Dark here on 105.3 The Fan on a Tuesday night. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and of course the aforementioned Mr. Ross Lubinsky on the 1-2s and 3s behind the glass. And 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the phone number for you to chime in. Tolo's on the telephone. Give us your Mavs prediction for the season. We'll do plenty. We're not even going to talk Cowboys today. We're not even going to talk Cowboys. We're not even going to get into it, all right? We've got a handful of days left before we got to start getting hot and heavy on that game. And, of course, that is a must-win game for your Dallas Cowboys. We already know that, but we won't. We'll spare you with all the doom and gloom and must-haves right now. But with the basketball season, with your Dallas Mavericks tipping off tomorrow, 877-881-1053, your prediction for your Dallas Mavericks.
All right, while we're waiting for those calls to rile in, I'll do a little bit of quizzing for you, Fred, okay, and Ross Lubinsky. You're more than welcome to jump in as well. So the Dallas Mavericks posted their, like, first day of school where you do the chalkboard all the players. If you want, you can give us a little bed music, too. The first day of school with the players where it has their season, their hometown, nickname, fun fact about me, favorite food or snack, and a signature. So we'll see how well you know the Mavs players, or at least you can guess, Fred.
All right, I will be doing a lot of guessing.
Okay, my name is Kyrie Irving. And what season is it for Kyrie?
What season is it? What is he? He's what, 33?
Correct.
I'm going to go with 15.
Right on the nail, Fred. Good start. Where is his hometown?
He's from New Jersey.
Correct. And then also, there's also a separate answer. He was born one place, but grew up in New Jersey. What was the place?
He was born overseas, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Like Germany or something?
Ooh,
France?
You're close. Starts with an A.
Albania.
Melbourne, Australia.
Australia. G'day, mate. Crikey, Kyrie Irving.
What do you think his favorite food or snack is? I'll give you a hint. It's a side order. That Blake also enjoys.
Fries.
Think Cowboys game.
Oh, mac and cheese. Mac and cheese. Good job. Right, hold on. We'll get to them in a second. Ask me one more question when we let this second call.
Klay Thompson, what season for him?
Ooh, 14.
15.
Oh, he's also in year 15. Okay.
Hometown for Klay Thompson is what?
L.A.
Mm-mm. Think Gavin Dawson.
Oh, his dad just played for the Lakers. What, Pullman?
Portland, Oregon.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's go out to Chris in Dallas. What's up, Chris in Dallas? What you got with these Mavericks this year?
Okay, Fred, I got Cooper Flagg averaging 16 points.
Okay.
A game. I got this team with 51 games, and I got the culture being good.
Did you say you got them winning 61 games?
51.
Oh, 51. Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah. No, they're not. Yeah, nothing. No, hey, but yeah, Cooper Flagg,
that's still
solid.
51 and 31. That's not a bad record at all.
Yeah, and the coach is going to be right. I feel like this team is going to really have each other's back.
All right, is this a Western Conference final team?
I don't know yet, but just definitely a playoff team.
I love it. Chris in Dallas, great call by you.
Good way to start us off.
That's how you get it going right there. Let's go to Grand in Dallas. What's up, Grand in Dallas?
So, what's up? I got the Western Conference final prediction. It's going to be the Dallas Mavericks versus the Lakers. Depending on health, I'm pretty sure the Lakers will win just because it's rigged. and LeBron will get his last, Luka will get his first, and then we got it next year.
Okay. All right. So Western Conference Finals, lose to the Lakers, but you make it to the championship next year, correct?
Yeah, depending on health.
Okay.
If someone gets hurt, like LeBron or Luka, one of them get hurt, then we'll definitely win the chip.
I love it. I love it. Grand in Dallas. Great stuff from you, my friend. Appreciate you. Call back anytime.
What a name.
Grand.
Grand.
Grand. Dope Sick Dave, another great name. What's up, Dope Sick Dave?
Fellas, y'all got the Luka game coming on in a bit, huh? You guys going to be tuned into that?
What kind of question is that, Dope Sick Dave? You know the answer to that question.
Right?
You know the answer to that question.
Of course. Real quick, my Hoosiers, number two. My Mavs prediction for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be either a Wemby domination and Cooper Flagg gets kind of shut down and then the media says, oh, is he not worth the hype, not worth the number one pick, or maybe we go off and stop him. I think it's like a pick 'em right now.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. But I think it's going to be one of those games. Either Cooper Flagg is the absolute star future of the league or, wrong pick. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't buy into that. But also real quick, you guys want to hear a crazy play I got going for the game?
Let's hear it.
For the Luka game.
Go for it.
We got Curry, four threes. Reeves, four threes. Rory Hachimura, two threes. Pachemski, three threes. Gabe Vincent, three threes. Buddy Hield, two threes. Luka, four threes. Marcus Smart, two threes. And Horford, two threes.
I don't know if anybody's shooting in the paint.
I'll tell you what. I mean, so that's your parlay tonight?
Yeah, some might say, maybe, hypothetically.
Dope Sick. I'll tell you what, man. If that hits, we're gonna mark this and see if it hits.
Mavericks are 2.5-point favorites, by the way.
There you go.
All right, have a good night, fellas.
Appreciate you, Dope Sick. Dope Sick Dave. He's got pretty much everybody that's gonna be on the court tonight in the Warriors and Lakers game. Will be hitting at least 1-3.
That's a lot, man. 877-881-1053 if you want to let your Mavs predictions be heard.
A lot of positivity, though, so far. We got a few minutes left if you guys want to get your quick Mavs fix in, and we know a lot of you do, all right? By the way, four-point lead right now. Six-point lead for the Houston Rockets over OKC.
SGA
with 5:45 left to go in the game.
SGA is struggling. While we're waiting for this call to get through, favorite food or snack from Klay Thompson is what, Fred? I'll give you a hint. He gives two answers. One is a fish, and one is something you would get at Carbone.
I mean, mozzarella?
Close. Starts with an S. More basic.
Salmon?
At Carbone,
let's go out,
Fred,
to Harrison and Mesquite. What's up, Harrison?
That's the worst guesser.
Harrison and Mesquite, guys? What's up? What's up, bro?
Hey, big Mavericks fan. My prediction is 50 wins.
Okay.
I like the team, the defense. My only thing is Kyrie not going to be with the team.
Sure.
And it kind of may throw off the chemistry. But I think when we sign D'Angelo, it's going to help out.
Okay.
Blake, quick point at you, Blake. I don't knock LeBron. I love LeBron. LeBron grew up without a father, first of all.
Correct.
And a lot of African-American boys make excuses growing up without a father.
Correct.
So I'm not going to be no hater and don't hate on that. See, my role model is not like Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. He's trash to me as a man. Huh? Now, I love him as a basketball player, but he does not represent the community correctly. Yeah. Anybody can go be a baby daddy, be a father. So look at it from that aspect. Everybody hating on LeBron, he could have been like Puff Daddy. LeBron ain't never been in no trouble. LeBron did something with his money. He invested in schools trying to help his community. Every other black person get money, then they don't know what to do with it. Then they get in trouble. So all I'm saying, look at a different aspect than the way you're looking at it. I don't care about Russell. He's being a hater. Don't be no hater. Don't judge that man like that. What has Russell done? He's not did nothing to the equivalent of what LeBron do. LeBron back up his message, man, with action, not just words. Remember that.
Fair enough.
Appreciate it.
Harrison Mesquite coming in strong, loving up on LeBron. I ain't mad at him for it. All right, that's 2 hours in the books, boys and girls.
Am I the LeBron hater now? I feel like people think that's my first time speaking about LeBron.
LeBron is just one of those subjects where it's kind of like, like, if you aren't like extremely positive with him, you're viewed as like a hater. Like, it's, he's a very polarizing player in that way.
I mean, he is. And plus, he's getting to the end of his career.
I feel like I glaze LeBron every show, especially in comparation to you.
You do.
This is like my first time just playing devil's advocate. Now people think that I hate LeBron.
Let me hate on LeBron like that. NFL stack. Coming up next, shout out to you guys that called in. We also got Jake Rietma coming up. Talk a little college football as well, plus some fair foul. So much to get to. This is Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.